This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Concert photography has changed a lot in the era of smartphones and social media. But for Cleveland photographer Judy Vey, it's still an art form. For this week's Shuffle, we see Northeast Ohio's music scene through her lens. A 2014 reunion concert of Cleveland hip-hop group Bone Thugs and Harmony was the moment Judy Vey realized concert photography was more than a hobby. After several years of bringing a camera to concerts and getting as close to the stage as she could for a good picture, she got a press credential through the music blog Cellar Door Cleveland. She captured a side stage photo of the group in white tuxedos, raising one hand in the air to a crowd with outstretched arms.
When I get a photo like this and I capture this moment where you look at it and you know exactly what's happening in that photo and what it was like during the time that it was captured, and that's what I think is successful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I go to a lot of concerts too. I have my cell phone, and I'm one of those people. I'm always in the front. I have my phone out, and I'm trying to get that perfect picture. How difficult is it to be a concert photographer in this day and age when everybody's trying to be one?
Definitely pictures have not lost their luster, but there's so many of them out there in this day and age.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's uploading to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, again, it's about capturing that moment and what makes you stand out against everybody else.
Is there an art to taking the perfect concert photo, or do you just get up to the front, you have your camera, and you just start taking a bunch of photos?
There are some photographers who will just, you know, put their camera on continuous shooting mode and, like in sports photography, just take 1,000 photos and then pick out the 3 best ones out of that.
Yeah.
That's not really an art. For me, I'm tracking the artist or the musician throughout the show. You know, and even before the show, I'm doing my research. You know, what are they like on stage? What type of attitude do they have? What song do they react to the best when they're, you know, when you only have 3 songs to shoot from?
Yeah, because that's sometimes all they allow you to do.
Yeah, that's always only what they allow you to do for the most part.
You have to share the story about Juliette Lewis. That was a pretty big moment for you that happened earlier this year.
Juliette Lewis is not only a Hollywood actress, but she's also a musician.
Right.
So she has her band Juliette Lewis and the Licks. And I was going to Riot Fest in Denver, and she was on the bill. And so I actually had applied for a press pass for Riot Fest, got denied, but I didn't let that let me down. So I brought my point and shoot. I have a Canon G16. And so it is a small but mighty camera. That day she was wearing this like skin tight Evel Knievel like bodysuit and these like red hot stiletto boots. And then she jumped off the stage and got right into the audience. And then she started crowd surfing and she dipped. She was basically vertical and her legs are just splayed in the air and everybody's like trying to hold her up. And I knew the second I hit the shutter, I was like, oh my God, I got it. And about a week later, she saw it on Twitter. And then I get this message from her going, hey, did you take this photo? And I'm like, yep. And she said, I love this and I want this to be my album cover. It became the cover photo of her latest EP, Future Deep.
So when you take these concert photographs, where are you hoping they end up? Do they go on blogs? Do they go on publications? What's the ultimate goal?
I think the ultimate goal for me is that one day they will be published for bigger publications like Rolling Stone or Spin or Under the Radar and Paste. Right now, they're mostly posted on smaller music blogs, which is great, you know, and I love helping out the blogs that I do write for. So, you know, I used to write for Cellar Door Cleveland and Midwest Action out of Chicago, and then right now Bearded Gentleman Music based out of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
But they have writers and photographers all over the place. But there is something to be said about having your photo be immortalized. Mm. One day I hope to be able to do that. And when people look at a photo, say, oh, Judy Vey took that. That's like a really famous photo. Or maybe have my photo in the Rock Hall. Who knows?
Vey has an open house Saturday at her new studio in Lakewood, where she will display her work. She also plans to offer the space for photo shoots and mini concerts. You can find some of her photos at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.